Okay, we will now go to item eight, Locust Hill Investment Group LLC. Nyquist, you're on.
Sir.
Sadly.
Locust Hill Investment Group is requesting authorization to construct a community pier without wet slips extending 115 feet channel to mean high water at an easement over property owned by Mr. and Mrs. Faulkner at the end of State Route 634 at the confluence of Whiting Creek and Rappahannock River in Middlesex County. The pier is intended to serve the owners of the Heron Landing condominiums and is protested by a nearby resident. Project is located in Middlesex County at the mouth of Whiting's Creek. For reference, this is the Route 3 Norris Bridge. This is the town of Urbana. Closer view of the topographic map. Project is located at the end of State Route 634 near a public landing. There is a federal project channel maintained by the Corps of Engineers at the mouth of the creek. This is the 2002 aerial series that we use. The arrow marks the location of the proposed pier. The Whiting's Creek channel is visible here.
Don't leave me.
This is the end of State Route 634, and this is the public landing. This image was taken from the development's webpage. This is the Heron Landing condominiums. Although the development is located near the water, it does not include any waterfront property. There is a public dock and a boat ramp at the end of State Route 634, approximately 500 feet from the development. The community pier is proposed to extend from a 10-foot-wide easement over property owned by Mr. and Mrs. Faulkner, which is located between the end of the road and the mouth of Whiting Creek. This black line represents 115 feet, the length of the proposed pier. It does include a 6-foot by 24-foot pier head and two platforms for the launching of kayaks and crabbing. The total area of the pier head and deck area, excluding the main stem of the pier, is 378 square feet. There are no outer mooring poles or slips proposed. The stated purpose of the pier is to provide water access for boat loading, kayak launching, and crabbing for the condominium owners. This is a survey of the easement from which the pier is to extend. The red or orange on here kind of color is the 10-foot wide easement. The yellow represents the Faulkner property, and this is the end of State Route 634. The Rappahannock River and Whiting Creek are located out here, creek coming in this way.
Excuse me. Where's the development from here?
Further back behind the earth, this direction, up the hill about 500 feet. This is a closer view of that same drawing. This is a plan view of the proposed pier. I've got a little closer highlighted view here. In yellow is the main stem of the pier, 6-foot by 24-foot T-head. There are no slips proposed. And then there's a little platform for kayak launching and for crabbing and fishing. Cross-sectional drawing that was included. This is the this is an aerial at the end of State Route 634. The proposed pier will extend over the Faulkner property. Public landing is located to the right, just over in this area. The project is protested by Mr. Wesley Hatchell, a nearby property owner. He states he is concerned with the location of the pier near the Whiting Creek Channel, and he also expressed a concern related to the precedent this pier might set for other community piers in the county. This is the public landing located at the cul-de-sac end of the road. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries submitted a letter dated February 7th of 07 stating the pier and ramp located at the end of State Route 634 are not owned or managed by their agency and suggested the structures might be maintained by the Department of Transportation. Since the project is located at the end of the state route and there is no public, there are no parking area, we contacted VDOT, but they did not provide any comments on the proposal. This is the project site here. This aerial was taken last year, I believe. In their report dated March 13th of 2008, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science state that they anticipate the environmental impacts will be minimal but they recommend the placement of adequate trash receptacles for the disposal of solid waste. By letter dated March 12th, the Health Department informed us the project is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings, provided there's with a condition that there be a sign posted at the pier stating no temporary or long-term mooring of motorized vessels is permitted. No other state agencies commented on the proposal. The pier will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and it is located in an area currently prohibited for the direct marketing of shellfish. Since the pier is located close to the Whiting Creek Federal Project Channel, we waited for the Corps of Engineers to complete their review of the project before we completed ours. The Corps approved the project on January 9th of this year, and their permit was conditioned on the pier maintaining a minimum distance of 50 feet off of the edge of the channel. This is a ground shot looking toward the location of the proposed pier. If you look closely, there's a PVC pipe located right here along the alignment. These are some of the condominiums located at the top of the hill. This aerial here shows the location of the condominiums at the top of the hill. Take the road down. Pier would be located here. The condominium project is not located along the water, and although they have acquired an easement over nearby waterfront property, they do not appear to have any inherent right to construct a pier for water access. Nevertheless, since the pier does not include any slips and it is designed only to support low-impact activities such as canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and crabbing, it appears that the environmental impact should be minimal. Additionally, based on the findings of the Corps of Engineers, it does not appear the project will adversely affect navigation. Therefore, it appears the pier would provide a valuable asset to the condominium while having only a minimal adverse impact on the environment, navigation, and other public uses of the waterway. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the assessment of a royalty of $309.60 for the encroachment of the pier over 1,032 square feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of 30 cents per square foot.
Thank you.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions by Mr. Tankard?
And so no adjacent property owners have any issues here?
There's a nearby property owner, a resident. I believe he lives along the along Whiting Creek, and he expressed a concern over the impact of the pier on the navigation channel leading into the creek, and was also concerned about the precedent, I think mainly based on the fact that the property didn't have any waterfront property associated with it, merely an easement. He may be. Yes. Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone here that is opposed to the project? Come forward.
Good afternoon. My name is Wesley Hatchell.
Excuse me just one second. Is there anyone else here who is in favor of the project before I get into it? I'm sorry. If you have a seat, I'm going to take this in.
Good afternoon. My name is Earl Fry, I have a home on 630.
If you'll let me in first, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
You swear you'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
If you'll state your name, please.
My name is Earl Pryor. I'm a member of the Locust Hill LLC. I have a home between the condominiums and the pier. I have been in going this area for 60 years. And everybody that is a member of the LLC owns homes around this area. We bought the property to take down some rental property that we were having problems with, and that's the reason we were building it. And we also, when we bought the property, we acquired the right-of-way for the pier from Ms. Faulkner. She has a nursing home. And we bought that 10-foot right-of-way from her, which she owns right at the end of the state maintenance, to instruct the pier where people can walk down. No driving, that's in our bylaws. There will not be no traffic going down and parking at the end of the pier or end of the road. And we have put a fence up and have a gate. They can pull a wagon in or whatever if they want to crab down, crab of the nets leave their kayaks or whatever. Whitens Creek is one of the best kayaking creeks in Virginia, and it's just something nice for them. And this also includes everybody in this community, which is 14 houses in this area. And if they don't have a pier, they have rights to use this pier. And that's the people already there.
Okay.
And the people that are already there, which I would hope that Williams Creek people that don't want to, then come over and help us clean up trash. And Mr. Nyko can show you a picture on the existing ramp pier now. It's a trash can on it. It's my trash can. We pick the trash up. We empty the trash. And I pay a guy every day to pick the trash up along the road that's created because of that. So that's all I can say.
Does anybody have any questions?
One question. So the property that you lease the right away from, they're part of the association?
No. We bought that property from them.
So you've actually purchased it?
We purchased the right away.
Right away.
Yes.
Are there anybody that's waterfront that is part of your association?
It's one guy on the hill. His house doesn't go all the way to the property, but yes, it's, you can see his house right there.
And it does go to the waterfront?
It does not.
It does.
She owns between him and the
right. Water. Okay, so nobody in the association of the 14 houses or so own any waterfront
yes,
property?
Yes, we have two that own waterfront around the creek, but they have their own piers
right.
already.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And another thing is 15-mile-hour speed limit on that road already. So.
Thank you. Anyone else here in favor of the project would like to speak? Okay, now I'll hear from the opposition.
Yes, sir. Again, my name is Wesley Hatton.
Yes, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do, sir.
You'll state your name, please.
Wesley Hatchell.
Okay.
I'm a resident of Middlesex County, and I live on Whiting Creek, and I brought some other citizens from Middlesex County and Whiting Creek along with me that are also opposed to this project. This proposed project is adjacent to the public pier and boat ramp that is maintained by VDOT. Is operated by VDOT and the county. There is no parking facilities or boat launching facilities of this project now, even harder to launch a boat. You have to launch a boat, go back to your residence, carry your vehicle back, somebody pick you back up in the creek. There is no room for parking at this project for this facility that's got a 10-foot easement that is going to be using it for 16 condos. In the past, VDOT and the county claim ownership to the low water mark, the width of the right-of-way. I'd like to know how you can buy a 10-foot right-of-way at the end of the state-maintained road to get you to the water. This project is also listed as a community pier, and it appears to have exclusive use for it, and that makes it a private pier. Not a community pier is what they listed it as, and it's not going to be for a community. I've got a copy of the deed where they bought a right-of-way, and it tells exactly who it's listed to, which is the people that own these new condos they're building. This area has no restroom facilities whatsoever for anybody, not even for public, much less for these privates. Someone has put stakes out there, which they admitted putting stakes out to where they proposed to put it, and it's right along near the edge of the proposed channel. The parcel is at least 1,000 feet to these condos back up the state-maintained highway, and I was told from Mr. Pryor, the fellow was just up here, that they'll be driving golf carts down there, parking golf carts, because there's not no parking. There is no room for golf carts, not even for 16 golf carts, much less automobiles. The property is not geographically connected to the condos. I would just... this parcel has no water frontage. It's been sold as waterfront property. We're not proposed, we're all against the property owners of Hearn Landing or Locust Hill Investment Group accessing the Rappahannock River, but this is not the place nor the way to accomplish this. I would like to thank you all for considering our objections to this project.
Thank you. Does any commission member have any questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Comments. Anybody else in opposition that would like to speak? Yes, sir. you'll raise your right hand, sir. I swear you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
If you'll state your name, sir.
Donald Smith. I'm a property owner. I'm here with Mr. Hatchell, and I think he covered most issues, but there was one thing that I'm not sure that you really understood or even came out all that clear from your representation here. That channel, the way this pier is proposed, it appears to come right up to the channel, and that could be a major problem for keeping the channel clear, as dredging equipment will not be able to access that. There's one other issue that's not really brought up in here. As the public boat ramp there, the poor people in the community also come down there and fish and everything, which is great. But this will tend to exclude them because of the number of people, the exclusiveness of that new pier, the number of people that will be down there, and the fact that there's really no parking available for anybody. That's all I wanted to say.
Commissioner, I had a question. Mr. Fox.
Apparently the Corps of Engineers approved the project. They said it was okay, but they conditioned their approval on the fact that there'd be 50 feet between the edge of the channel and
looking at the pictures and the diagrams that I've seen, that doesn't appear to be the case. I understand that they're in the position of approving and disapproving that and in the best position to ascertain that, but all the diagrams tend to indicate that it's going right up to the channel.
Are there PVC pipes out there that where they propose to have the pier?
The pipes are, as far as I can tell, are only marking the edge partway out, so I can't tell from that. But just their own diagrams tend to show it going all the way out to the channel.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A question down there. Thank
you. You have a question?
Well, just a comment to follow up. The site plan drawing, which at least one of them is labeled document 2-3, shows or depicts the pier and indicates that it's 85 feet to the edge of the channel in one direction and 50 feet to the edge of the channel in another direction. That's from the pier head. So it appears that they're, at least the site plan complies with the Corps of Engineers approval.
Any other comments at this time? Anybody else here who is in opposition?
Yes, I'd like to also state that this channel...
You have to come forward, sir. You're already sworn, but give us your name, please.
Wesley Hatchell.
Okay.
This channel, every 3 to 5 years that they dredge this channel moves. It's right downriver from the Rappahannock River around the curve from Urbana Creek. This channel moves every 5 years, 25 to 50 feet in each direction that it's dredged. Every time they dredge it, it has moved because of the way the flow of the water is. If this impacts it now and the channel moves, we won't even be able to have a channel.
Thank you. Anybody else in opposition? Okay, the matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Maybe this is out of our jurisdiction, but if we have a 10-foot easement, then I'm looking at the kayak launch is 10 feet wide. The pier is some width, which is I can't find right now. And then the crabbing platform is 4 feet wide. Looks like the total width there is probably 20 feet, and that's more than the easement.
It appears that the easement is to the mean low water mark. It's an upland easement.
Okay, so that would take only time. Beyond that, and that would be in our jurisdiction.
Within our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Do we have a is there a drawing showing the actual channel from the Army Corps and its distance from the shoreline? I'm particularly sensitive to building near core channels and then having come back and telling you to take your pier up.
I've actually used that as an example during the review of this application.
Yeah, so.
There was a sketch that the that was made either at the Corps or after meeting with the Corps that I did not include in the packet, but I do have it here somewhere. Shoot. There was a drawing showing just a straight pier and the dimension off of it. But the but Rick Henderson actually met down there with them.
2.4 shows.
It shows a hand drawing.
Hand drawing shows 85 and 50.
That's it. That's what they reviewed on site.
Okay. So and Rick Henderson was there and saw that. Okay.
That's correct. And one other thing I probably should have added, the core approval does have a clause in it that states the permittee understands and agrees that if future operations of the U.S. Army or United States requires the removal, relocation, or other alteration of the structure or work herein authorized, or if in the opinion of the Secretary of Army or his authorized representative, said structure or work shall cause unreasonable obstruction to free navigation of the navigable waters, the permittee will be required upon due notice from the Corps to remove, relocate, or alter structural work. So,
any part of that you don't understand?
I can't imagine why they came up with that statement. But I'm glad that they have. I wish they had about 4 years ago.
Okay. The matter's before the commission.
I move that we approve this as requested with staff's recommendations.
Second. Mr. Robbins is second. Carl Shakes motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
One nay.
Let it be recorded that I was out of the room. So I'm not voting. I was out of the room.
Okay. Mr. McCluskey abstains, and Mr. Tankard votes nay. Motion carried. Next item on the agenda will be number 9.
Good afternoon, Mr. Holland.